Blind Square. Leading the way to accessible navigation.
Hello all, thank you for coming. My name is Ilkka Pirttimaa and I'm a developer of the app called Blind Square. And today it's all about the sounds. So when I started developing this app 2.5 years ago, I didn't know anything about this world. I know everything about doing applications. I have been building applications for 30 years and 4 years to iOS platform. But I came to this world of accessible applications from nowhere. So I didn't know any blind person even yet then. And now Blind Square has been in App Store for 2 years. And we are going to tell how important it is to do sound design in such application. My first versions of Blind Square, they only spoke. So it is voiceover speaking, and then I have a cappella voices. So I license a cappella to do speech synthesizers because then iOS didn't support talking apps on a background. So I was kind of first of accessible GPS application that did that, because I had purchased license to use a cappella voices in my application. Nowadays, in iOS 7, you can build application that speaks on a background, but still someone likes a cappella voices more, and it is actually nice if your GPS application is talking with different voice than your voiceover, because then you know who is speaking. I had an application for the blind people that does GPS navigation and all the other stuff, Foursquare, etc. You find places, you know what's around you, you can look around what's around you, that kind of application. But I didn't have so many sounds. I might have error alert sound. But I got requests, please add some more sounds to your apps. And yes, I did. I started to find some free sounds. And I added some free sounds, but then I started to get feedback. Hey, this sound is from Windows application, that and that, and it means different thing. So then I realized, no, I can't do that. I can't have free sounds. I need to pay for the sounds. I need sound designer. So then I think Andrew Lewis contacted me. Yes. So, Andrew, who you are?
Hi. I contacted Ilkka because I was sort of thinking that, you know, this could be the best multimedia experience on the planet as far as iOS is concerned. iOS is a great platform in itself to have sound in it. Coming from Nokia, where they basically had sound themes for everything, closing the slide of your phone and such, I thought, you know, iPhone is a real letdown, and I didn't know if I was going to keep it initially. I got a 3GS in 2010, and I nearly didn't have a 3GS in 2010, but I stuck with it. I got the 4S the next year, and I thought, you know, sounds in apps could be such a huge hit. So when I got Blind Square soon after I got the phone, I said to Ilkka, you know, Ariadne has a couple. We can do better. This app already is so great. How can we improve it? Let's add sound. So we sat down on Skype, I think, for a 2-hour conversation, by the end of which I had designed the first 6, I think, sounds, or 8.
Yeah.
And I sent them to him over Skype file transfer, which took years, and he implemented them, which took minutes, and then we had a new beta of Blind Square app, which took seconds. And it was great, you know, to see the start of what was going to become, I think, some 35-plus sounds in Blind Square 2 years later.
Yeah, and when we sat down and designed first sounds, it was a really nice experience to me also when we had a Skype connection. I was saying what kind of atmosphere we want to the app and what kind of message we want to send, and Andrew was just playing synthesizer and giving some examples, and when I was talking, he suddenly said, it's here, and then he played it. So it came right away from synthesizer to WAV file, and then I heard when you were trimming the sound, so there was zero of silence, so it starts immediately. And then over the Skype, I got the first files and integrated them to the app. And you said to me that it is very important that you have certain setup at home of speakers and headphones. Mm. So the sounds works on a mono and on stereo, yep. on headphones, on bone conduction headphones. I could never do that, so that's something I'm really glad to pay for.
Good.
Yeah, and the idea of today is that we are not going to present BlindSquare application itself a lot, but we are trying to go through all those sounds and maybe have a little bit discussion of each of them, how they were built.
If I can remember that far back, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, should I start?
Yeah, do your thing.
Yeah. So, first of all, we have a lot of sounds in BlindSquare. I get some requests, can I choose what kind of sound I get when I'm alerted of distance, for example. I say, no, you can't. I give option to turn it off, but when there is a sound for a certain thing, it's designed as it is, and it is the only one I will have it, because we are recording a lot of podcasts about the app, instructions about the app, so they come kind of iconic. So whenever you hear some voice of BlindSquare, you should know what it means. So any of my end users, beta testers, or anyone can record podcast, and I know that the sounds are the correct ones. And I have my BlindSquare sleeping, so I turn it on, so we hear first sound, it's a wake up sound.
Sleep mode off.
Yeah.
30. Sleep mode on.
It's really, 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 really you almost don't hear it. So I
sleep mode off.
Sleep mode off and
sleep mode on.
Sleep mode on. And now we turn it off and then we go to the settings where I have option for each sound, so you can learn from there what the sounds are and also turn them on or off. So we go there.
Sleep.
And I'm not using voiceover now, so I'm thinking of here about everything works with voiceover. So now we are on the settings, and we go to the BlindSquare sounds.
International roaming is currently off.
Yeah, thanks for
no
that.
No network connection.
Yeah.
Can search for places.
It's I think it's a prime example of
yeah,
sound. Yeah,
we don't need internet connection. Wi-Fi here is going up and down, but gladly we are doing sound demonstrations, so we don't need that. So
it's just trying to help.
Yeah. So we go to BlindSquare sounds, and there we have list of all the sounds, and it starts by application started. So it's the sound. Have you anything to say about it?
When I designed it, I thought it's a bit like Windows Start, actually, in a way. Mm. A sound, a psychological study has been done that when you hear a sound rising, it usually does mean it's going on. And if it's coming down, it's going off. So I wanted to design something that, you know, rises up and says, here, I am, I'm ready for use. If it had come down, that list of notes actually is, it's F sharp, I have to think about it. F sharp, B, C sharp, F sharp. In ascending order. If it was in descending order, you would think it's going away. So my goal for that was to design something that does come, and when you load it, it's active, not deactivated. And that's why it goes up.
Okay, so it's like this. Simple as that. Then we have sleep mode on and off. You heard it already? So
yeah.
Sleep mode on is like that. You close something or...
The other one, the sleep mode off, actually, was interesting because I designed two separate sounds for that. But then what I did is I reversed the other one so that it comes in instead of going away, because I had a triangle sound in my synthesizer and I was thinking, right, okay, we talked about going away. We've got to come back from that. So I have to reverse the triangle sound and stick this crash on the end of it. So I have to flip things around, and so we have a mixture actually of that. If I were to break it down, which I can't now because I don't have the original files, but you would hear two separate, completely separate events. And that's how a lot of the sounds actually came about, you know, it's a mix of things. I think really long and hard about how I'm going to do sound for BlindSquare. It's a really unique project for me.
Yeah. And then we have retrieving data, and I asked, it needs to be something that I can run continuous loop. So what Andrew does, he does a a file that is not very long because we don't want to use memory of the device so much, but it continues so you can hear when it changes. And I asked for a sound that you not notice that it's getting some data. And when it's ready, we have another sound. It's done. And I asked, it's kind of microwave oven when it's done. It's kind of that. And
it's cooked your, it's cooked your request. You know.
Yeah. Retrieving data. Now we are not. This is the one file, but it continues, continues, continues as long as the data is coming. So that continues. So it's not annoying, but you know it's doing. It's getting weather information. It's getting point of interest.
And when it's done, searching on a train, for example. Sorry.
Yeah.
When I was searching on a train and I had GPRS and Edge and 3G and 4G, a bit like the Wi-Fi here, by the way, which we won't talk about because it sucks. I was thinking, is this thing doing anything? And I got home to Ilk and I immediately wrote to him and said, please, can I make a sound request? Because being the sound designer, I sort of had leeway. I was like, can I make a sound that says we're searching for something? He's like, all right, we'll try it out. We'll try it.
Yeah.
People seem to like it.
Yeah. So when it's retrieving, it's like this. And when it's done, it's... the microwave. But you create this sound. You don't record. You create this sound. Which
yeah, well, that's true. Creation is fun, right?
Yeah.
It's a bit like the countdown music, isn't it? You know when
they sort of twisted. Yeah. Sort of.
Then when we get the error, if internet connection is going down, if something serious happens, it's like it's really serious.
It kind of says, "Oh no," you know.
Oh no, no.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It's quite. Never mind. I like it.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like an error sound to me, though.
Yeah.
But you know, I get the gist of it.
It's dissonant chords. That's what makes it an error. You know, it's sort of dissonant chordage.
Yeah. It should any of this.
You don't want something
be irritating. Happy. So.
Yeah.
And then shaking the device. So when you shake device, it activates features like where I am, what's the address, how far I have walked. Where is the nearest intersection? You can define what features are coming from there, and shaking the device is like that.
Shake, shake. Mm-hmm. I call it shake, shake. That's what the file name is. So,
yeah. Then I'm not asking people to play Foursquare with this, but this Blindsquare app is also a full-blown Foursquare client. So, if you want to play Foursquare, you don't need Swarm app or Foursquare app. You can use Blindsquare only.
And especially if Swarm is no longer accessible.
Yeah. I get a lot of customers because Foursquare destroyed their app by splitting it in two and it's not accessible anymore. And that's how it goes when you build application for the mainstream and you are probably not testing accessibility first. You are testing the features, and I'm building applications for blind first, so that's why this app will always work with voiceover. So there's a difference. Somebody says you shouldn't concentrate to do accessibility apps separately. You should do only mainstream apps, but I think it's not so. So there we have Foursquare checking. I like this a lot. It's like that.
It says checking very slowly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then if you leave a tip to the place, once again, one Foursquare feature, it's like that. Mm-hmm. You give a tip. And then one really, really nice feature in Blindsquare is simulation. So if you are planning a trip to some place, you can simulate that place beforehand, before you get there. So you can look around, what's there, where is the nearest bus stop, where I can find place for eating, etc. And when you start that simulation, I asked for something from Star Trek. So when you're beaming up, so we can't use the sound, but I wanted something similar, and this is how it came out. So it's simulation start. Beaming up. Beam me up, Scotty. Mm-hmm. And simulation ended. It's kind of reverse.
It's a sudden stop, isn't it?
Kind of
emergency break.
Yeah. And then in Blindsquare you can track places. So when you start tracking, It's like this. Whoa. And when you stop tracking a place, it's like that. And if you're tracking multiple places, somebody likes to do that, they have kind of corners.
Your location.
I say the device.
Nearest crossing is Whitmore Street and Ford Street. Distance 70 meters southwest.
Yeah.
Shake your iPhone to check into the new Bingley Hall.
Okay, that's
nearest
how it works.
Address is Whitmore Street, Birmingham, heading northeast. Checking in at the new
just
Bingley Hall.
Just demo in the app.
You've been here 2 times. You earn 3 points. Your rank is 31 and Joomho Coffee is ahead of you.
I didn't mean to demo the app today, but
call June 21st, 2012. Opportunities there 2012 was amazing.
Okay. Thanks for the key.
Address is Whitmore Street, Birmingham,
southwest. Yeah. Okay. stop tracking that we heard. And actually, if you are tracking multiple places, if you say stop all tracking, it's like laser war. I just had that something when Andre does that. So I just play with the sounds. All at distance. This is something that if you add any place or favorite any place, bus stop maybe, you can set other distance to it. So whenever you get inside that other distance, it will give you other sound. So it's good if you need to get off the bus. So it needs to be allowed. You might be sleeping, so you need to wake up. So it's like that. Quite loud. Quite long.
Quite obnoxious.
Yeah.
I don't almost like this kind of sound actually myself, but I know the reason behind it.
Yeah. I asked for it and I got it.
I tend to write sounds for a lot of corporate people, so I have a lot of discrete sounds. So when I did this, it kind of grated on my nerves a bit, you know? It's weird.
Then we have maybe one of the first sounds. Because we have, if you're tracking a place or if you have favorite some place, you don't need to even track them. If you have favorite your home, when you get close, I give sound of approaching place. And then, if you arrive the place, I have one sound for that. And if you pass it, I have passed place. And for this, I ask that getting near, approaching place needs to be something that you can hear that it has tension to something. Andrew is musician, I'm musician, so we know from the jazz music what's the tension to something. So you hear it is going somewhere, and then where it goes. If you arrive, you need to hear, yes, we got there. And if you passed, it's kind of, no, we missed that one. So, but the tension is released, and let's hear how they sound like. So, approaching, it has a tension.
It's kind of a whodunit.
Yeah. And then arrive, major going up.
Mm.
And if we are approaching, and if it passed, minor going down. Simple as that. This we did twice because you didn't have tension enough in that first sound.
That's true.
Maybe the only one I had a second option. And we need to do this again. Then announcing point of interest, tracked point of interest, announcing intersections. These are something that I had Y square to speed, intersection of street, da and da. But my end user start asking, please don't say intersection. Don't say intersection. It's too much noise, too much talk. Let's make it less talkative. So we gave sound effects to different kind of stuff. So when you will hear track point of interest, actually when you hear any point of interest around you, post office, left side of you, it's really tiny sound. It starts with that. And then it says the place and clock face and distance. If it's track place, it's almost the same but slower. And then when it's intersection, like that. So it gets your attention to listen, and you know instantly what the information will be.
So you know when you're on the street, you know actually what you hear the sound, and you know if you want to concentrate or not. So if it's the non-tracked place, you might not want to listen to the information. But if it's the place you track, you need to concentrate where it is and how far. So the sound gives you a sort of information whether to continue listening or not.
Yes, that's exactly how it goes. And then we have a separate sound if it's address. It's like that. You hear street address and house number, for example. Then look around. This is an interesting one because look around is a feature that you can start look around mode and then start turning your device and it will start telling about things on that direction. You can set radius how far you want to kind of see. And for that, I originally had only a speech. So it said, not, and started. But starting the speech is not fast enough. So we need something that instantly, when compass is turned, you hear that direction. So for that, you created 8 sounds.
Mm.
All 8 play together. So if you point your device to the north, is doom, and north is doom, 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 doom. It's octave and works really well. 12 notes, 12 headings.
That's it.
Yeah, as simple as that. Then we have stop looking around sound. So it goes away. Like that. Then we have action performed successfully. General voice for if you did something and I don't want to keep any screen. Yes, point was added or something like that. So action performed. Action couldn't be performed. It sounds errorless. And then, remote control sounds. I have possibility to use Blind Square with your headphone remote controller. I think this is the only app in App Store that has that feature. Yes, music players has, Spotify has. You can start playing music, you can pick next previews, you can fast forward, etc. I have said, to iOS that my app is actually a music player and that gives possibility to use to get events of the headphone. And I use them to start audio menu where you can have your device on your pocket. You just start listening menu and when you find the correct feature, you press play again. You can fast forward by pressing next. If you are hearing something you don't like, you can press next, like. Listen next song, and any of the buttons you press, the remote controller sound is like this. So it's press button. But then we have some more audio menu. So when you start audio menu, it's features listed one after other. Look around. At this place, weather, and I want it sound that it kind of starts, then I read the command, and then it continues to next one, and next one, and next one. So it will sound like this. So,
it's like
and then it adds to command name, it localized. So I support 23 languages. My app is used in 60 different countries. So I need localization and I speak the localized version of the command, but at the background there is this. Then if it's a menu that has submenu, for example, you want to start tracking place. I don't have it here, but you select track the place. And if you press play, it will continue this, but two steps higher. It goes up, so you know you are on a submenu.
Like a little supposed to be in the class.
It's also like news items, right? Because what happens is there is the speech and there's a little gap between the next sound and the next, so you have time to press the button on your remote control.
Yeah.
So you wanted me to make a long sound that is longer than the speech would be.
Yeah.
Mostly. And that's why we have this long sound in this case, you see?
Yeah, it's long and it's going all the time down. So if it's really long sentence in some languages, it just fades away and waits until the speech ends. And then it plays the next one. And that's if you want to go fast forward, so you start audio menu, you will hear this. Press next, 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 and then you know it's weather, and you press play. So you don't need to wait for it. Then maybe one of the coolest, and I know Andrew likes this. And
oh yeah,
I gave a challenge to Andrew. So in BlindSquare, you can set radius how far BlindSquare will inform information about you. If you are in a busy environment, you want to set it to 20 meters only. So you hear places arriving at that radius. But sometimes you want to set it to 200 meters, 300 meters. And normally you would take phone out of pocket, find radius with voiceover, and then click up to set it, etc. Now when we have this remote control feature, I'm using fast forward and rewind actions to change radius. And how it works, it sounds, starts a sound that is continuous looped sound that means that you are changing radius, and then it starts reading 100, 200, 250, 300, and when you raise the button, it's selected. And the sound sounds like this.
It does that. It's so cool.
And it's endless. It's
if only you could hear it in its rightful environment.
Yeah. Tick-tock, tick-tock. You say...
That's what I call it, didn't I?
Tick-tock, tick-tock. Yeah. It's tick-tock sound. It continues tick-tock, tick-tock, and 100, 150, 200, 250, etc. Then we have possibility to use external keyboards. So I don't know any other app that has so many gadgets you can connect it with. So if you have external keyboard or braille display or any Bluetooth keyboard, rival keyboard, you can connect it with BlindSquare and type commands. So I have full command interface, so even deaf blind people can use BlindSquare with a braille display because they can type in add bus stop weather. As simple as that. And for that we need keyboard click. It's really, really not. That's keyboard click, clip, keyboard delete, and keyboard clear text. If you swipe.
That's a combination of the of one sound and the delete sound together. So I mix the two.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like that. Let's see how much time we have. We have still some time left. We have gone through all the sounds that are in apps. Do you have any questions about making sounds to app?
I have an idea what you mentioned. If you turn and look around and twist the phone around.
Oh, yeah. The BlindSquare game is fun.
Yeah. And by the way, if you have iPad and iPhone and you don't have BlindSquare yet, I provide it for free this week here, so it works. If you go to App Store and look for BlindSquare Event Edition, it's free app, and it works during this event and 2 days after 70 kilometers radius from here. So you can download it free and try it out and just launch it. Put your headphones on and go for a walk. You will be amazed what you will learn. And we have also prizes today. So Aftershocks is sponsoring a prize for the audience today. So we have Aftershocks Bluetooth. It's a Bluetooth connected bone conduction headphone. And the reason we like this is this has remote control feature, So you can use Blaster Audio Mail with it. So basically, you can have even your iPad on a back. You don't need to take it away. You use headphones and then call Audio Mail to do accents. And today we will do this with drawing of the winner by using some hidden feature in Blindsquare. I mentioned command interface. Do we have possibility to use command interface?
You can pair this one with your phone.
Okay.
Location. Sleep mode.
What are the name of the speakers again?
Look around me.
It's sound link.
Start tracking.
Okay.
GPS info. Time. Bad place.
Now we're getting better.
Weather. Temperature 20 degrees. Wind speed 4 meters per second. Light rain starting this afternoon, continuing until this evening.
Yep, that was weather feature, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in audience, and we use some separate feature called random. So let's try. Random 8. And it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That was the order. And
4.
1, 2, 3, 4. We have a winner, Nigel Richard is winner of Boots. Yeah.
Very cool.
Here you are. Sponsored by AfterSex.
That's very good.
And we have also some t-shirts. Maybe you can come after if you want t-shirts. I can get the right size from here. And that was our presentation today. I would like to thank you all for coming, and let's see on our booth. Thanks.
Thank you.
Blindsquare. Leading the way to accessible navigation.